It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welk, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3 top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Aberdeen, Maryland on this sunny but warm Saturday night, and game five of this six-game series as your Brooklyn Cyclones 2-5 in the second half, 35-38 overall, taking on the 5-2 Aberdeen Ironbirds in the second half, 39-34 overall this year. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 7:05 scheduled first pitch tonight. Brooklyn back in the win column with the win last night, snapping what had been a three-game slide to start the series. Brooklyn scoring 7 runs, shut out Aberdeen 7-0 last night. Dakota Hawkins and Josh Hetchka were the story of the day. The duo combining on a 3-hit shutout last night. Hawkins, a career-long 6 innings of work, tied a career best with 5 strikeouts. Josh Hetchka retired all 9 he faced and tied a season best with 4 Ks. And Hawkins and Hetchka did not allow a base runner from 2 out in the 3rd inning on in that contest, retired the final 19 batters in order. Christian Benavides had the last hit for Aberdeen last night, a 2-out single to left in the 3rd inning. But Brooklyn, couple in the 3rd, a run in the 5th and 6th, and then 3 in the 7th to run away with the ballgame. Nick LaRusso tied a season high with 3 RBI in the game, started the offense with a 2-run home run to left in the 3rd inning. So Brooklyn bouncing back after dropping the first 3 games of the series with the W last night. It'll be Douglas Orellana to make the start for Brooklyn today. Orellana 0-1, a 1.47 earned run average. Orellana came off the IL last Sunday, recorded just 1 out, was on an abbreviated pitch count, 20 pitches allowed, and only threw 15 before Felipe De La Cruz came on today. His threshold a little bit longer, but not too long, maybe about an inning or 2 innings, right around 25 pitches or so. So do not expect Orellana to go long tonight. Yoelmy Ramirez anticipated to piggyback off of him tonight, but great to see Douglas again on the mound tonight, going a little bit longer than last Sunday, but as we mentioned, not very long tonight, so do not be alarmed if Orellana comes out in the first or second inning due to pitch count. As for Aberdeen, it'll be the right-hander Zach Fruit on the mound for them tonight. He's got a 2-3 record, a 3.88 ERA, has split time this year between the rotation and bullpen. Right-hander Edgar Portez expected to piggyback off of him for the Ironbirds tonight. Well, we got fans in a Dan Vogelbach jersey tonight. I think I even saw Nick Morabito's mom in the ballpark tonight, because I don't know who else would have a Morabito number 1 Mets jersey sitting directly behind home plate. But great crowd again here tonight in Hartford County, Maryland, as the Cyclones and Ironbirds get ready to play Game 5 of this six-game series. When we come back, we'll get you a look at tonight's starting lineups, brought to you, as always, by the Brooklyn Fairfield Inn and Suites. We'll also get you starting lineups, as always. And first pitch, Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Mets and Orioles in South Atlantic League Baseball coming your way on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything
MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered,
thank you
but
so
there's
much.
So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
A mix of blue sky and clouds here at Leidos Field, Ripken Stadium on this Saturday night. Brooklyn and Aberdeen getting ready for Game 5 of this six-game series. Brooklyn trying to force a rubber match in the series finale tomorrow afternoon. Aberdeen trying to secure a series victory with a W here tonight. But beautiful night for baseball, a little bit warmer than we had yesterday. Right now, temperatures in Aberdeen in the upper 80s and the real feel in the 90s right now in Harford County, Maryland. And with that, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. Our starting lineups, as always, brought to you by the Brooklyn Fairfield Inn and Suites. First for the Brooklyn Cyclones, put together by their acting manager, John Vaughn. JV given a Gatorade bath after the Cyclones win last night during the handshake line to celebrate his first win as acting manager. We'll still go down on Gilbert Gomez's line as a victory, but JV, the man in charge last night here in Maryland, and so great to see players and the coaching staff giving him a moment in the spotlight last night and making sure he felt special after the Brooklyn victory. And this is the lineup he put together here today. Nick Morabito back in the lineup today for Brooklyn. He'll lead off and be in center. Jesus Baez moves back to short. He'll bat second tonight. Chris Suero behind the plate once again. He will hit third. Nick LaRusso is the cleanup batter. He'll be at the hot corner playing third base. Wilfredo Lara back in the outfield, he'll bat fifth and be in right field. Junior Tillian had off last night. He'll be the six-hole hitter and play second base. Mateo Gil, first baseman, batting seventh tonight, had an RBI in yesterday's victory. Kellum Clark trying to snap an 0-for-25 stretch at the plate. He'll bat eighth and be in left field. And Karel Paz will make his second start of the series. He'll bat ninth and be the designated hitter with Douglas Orellana on a pitch count tonight, but he will make his second start since coming off the IL 0-1, a 1.47 ERA on the year. Looking at the Aberdeen lineup that he will face, put together by their manager Felipe Rojas Jr., Enrique Bradfield Jr. in the lineup for the first time in this series. He'll lead off and be in center field tonight for the Ironbirds. Had not played in the first four games. Reed Trimble hitless last night and had a 20-game on base streak snapped. He'll bat second and be in right field. Matt Horvath will bat third and be at the hot corner tonight. Creed Willems will get the half day off. He'll DH and clean up. Douglas Hodo came on for Elio Prado in the sixth inning last night. He'll bat fifth and man left field. Carter Young entered for Terran Vavra in the eighth yesterday. He'll bat sixth and play shortstop. Adam Retzbach was a late scratch from yesterday's lineup, but he's back in the order today. He'll bat seventh and catch. Maxwell Costas will bat eighth and play first base. And Christian Benavides picked up his first high A base hit last night. Late added to the lineup today. He'll bat ninth and play second. Luis Valdez was scratched up by the Ironbirds. Pregame also worth noting, Aberdeen did make a flurry of roster moves over the last couple of days. Today, Elio Prado, we mentioned he left the game early yesterday, placed on the seven-day IL earlier this afternoon. Prado had not played in nearly a week prior to re-entering the lineup for Aberdeen on Thursday night. Terran Vavra, who's played in three of the first four games of this series, reinstated off AAA Norfolk's injured list. He is back with the Tides at the AAA level. And Randy Florentino, who had played a bunch as catcher and DH earlier this week, he will no longer be with the Ironbirds, at least for the rest of this week. He was sent to AA Bowie prior to the start of yesterday's ball game. So the Ironbirds taking the field, and that means it is time for baseball here in Maryland. We'll step aside when we come back. We've got first pitch coming your way, Ironbirds and Cyclones. Game 5 of 6 coming up from Ripken Stadium after these messages on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
It's time for baseball on this Saturday night. Justin Rock with you here from Leidos Field, Ripken Stadium. Mets and Orioles and South Atlantic League Baseball coming your way tonight. Zach Fruits, the right-hander, on the mound for the Ironbirds this evening. The right-hander standing at 6'4", 212 pounds, 24 years old, from Ypsilanti, Michigan. Drafted by the Orioles last year. Ninth-round pick out of Troy University in Alabama. Fruit making his 14th appearance, 10th start, 2-3. A 3.88 ERA. Does have one save, 48 hits, 53 and a third innings, 28 walks to 58 strikeouts. No decision last start against Wilmington on Sunday. Gave up just one run on two hits in 3 2/3 innings. Did walk three and struck out four. He's had his best month of the season here in June. This will be his last appearance of the month. And Nick Morabito, a big cheering section behind home plate, almost the entirety of the section to the left of home on the Brooklyn Cyclones dugout side, all cheering. And did see someone in a Morabito jersey sitting there, and have to imagine that's one of his parents. So Fruit is ready. Morabito's ready. Our first pitch of the night is a fastball taken for a strike, and we are underway at 7:06 Eastern time. Morabito had off last night in the Brooklyn win. Was 0-3 on Thursday. The 0-1. And Morabito takes another strike. 93-mile-an-hour fastball in the count 0-2. Nick entering play today, hitting .288 with Brooklyn in 40 games. Two homers, six RBIs, hitting .324 overall between the two single-A levels. Fruit works exclusively from the stretch. Here comes the 0-2. And Morabito fouls it out of play to the right. And it remains no balls and two strikes. Been a tough series so far for Nick, just 2-for-11, with six strikeouts in those 11 at-bats. Has reached in six straight games, though. The 0-2, and Morabito fouls it off the hands, stays alive. Did lead off games with base hits on Tuesday and Wednesday before being held hitless in Thursday's contest. Did reach on a hit-by-pitch. Another 0-2 coming, and Morabito fouls it off his front leg before it rolls behind the plate. Stays at no balls and two strikes. Morabito's enjoyed hitting on the road, though, this year, with Brooklyn hitting .313 in 24 road games, just .250 in 15 games at home. The 0-2, and again, Morabito grabs a piece to stay alive. Four straight foul balls with two strikes. So Fruit having to work and try and get the first out of this ball game. Next pitch will be number 7 in this at-bat. The 0-2, and Morabito fouls off another to the screen. A great at-bat here from Morabito to start the ball game. But Fruit, this is his fifth appearance of the month, just his second start. His start on Sunday was his first in over a month. The 0-2 pitch, and he got him swinging. Challenged him again upstairs with a fastball. And this time, Fruit got it by him at 96. And that's how Aberdeen picks up the first out of the ballgame. So one up, one down for Jesus Baez. We'll take a look at Aberdeen defensively tonight. Actually just amended that last pitch to 97 on the gun. Wow. Here's the first pitch to Baez, and he'll take a breaking ball for strike one. Left to right in the outfield, Douglas Hodo, Enrique Bradfield Jr., and Reed Trimble behind Fruit tonight. The 0-1 inside with the heat at 95, and the count of ball and a strike. Third to first around the infield, Matt Corvath, Carter Young, Christian Benavides, and Maxwell Costas. With Adam Retzbach, the catcher behind the plate. The 1-1. And Baez takes the fastball low at 95. Two balls and a strike. Jesus 1-for-5 last night. Did score a run. Has picked up a base hit in all four games he's played with Brooklyn. 5 for his first 17. The 2-1. And Baez, a high fly ball to left. Back at the track goes Hodo. And there is Jesus Baez's first high A home run. A little salute for his first base coach tonight, Reagan Saunier. His 11th home run of the year. A little wave with both hands out towards his Brooklyn bullpen. And the Cyclones have a 1-0 lead. 96.3 off the bat. 371 feet. And Jesus Baez has a five-game hitting streak to start his Cyclones career. And Brooklyn strikes first on a homer for the second straight day. Was it the most titanic shot by Baez? But effective nonetheless. And now Chris Suero will step in. And he swings through a breaking ball down and away. And the count, no balls and a strike. Suero 1-for-3 last night. Did walk twice and steal a base. Just 1-for-10 in this series, though. Hitting 2-11, 37 games with Brooklyn. The 0-1. Outside and low, a ball and a strike. Suero, four homers, 20 RBI with the Cyclones. Trying to snap out of an offensive funk. Been a tough couple of weeks for him dating back to the Hudson Valley series. The 1-1 inside corner, it's 1-2. Suero not happy with the call there. Thought it was inside as he asks for time. Umpiring crew tonight behind the plate calling the balls and strikes. It is Dylan Hulsey and Trey Ward on the base paths tonight. The 1-2. Fastball got him looking, and Suero knew it that time. 95 on the outer half. And Zach Fruit has his second strikeout of the ball game. And there's two down in the top of the first for Nick LaRusso. LaRusso, a two-run homer last night, tied a season high with three RBI. Also walked twice and stole a base. First pitch from the righty. And LaRusso takes a called strike. Nick hitting at 268 in 61 games. 11 homers and 40 RBI. The 0-1. And LaRusso swings through a fastball down in the count 0-2. LaRusso just 2-for-10 in the series, but has walked five times compared to just two strikeouts. However, Fruit has him on the ropes 0-2, trying to strike out three in his first inning of work. So he gets 19th pitch of the frame, the 0-2, and LaRusso fouls it down the right field line. And it remains no balls and two strikes. LaRusso entering the night, seventh in the league in OPS, eighth in slugging and total bases, tied for ninth in extra base hits and 10th in RBI. The 0-2 outside with a breaking ball. And the count of ball and two strikes. Brooklyn a 1-0 lead. Bases empty, two out. The 1-2 offering. Swing and a high fly ball. Left center field. This will stay in the ballpark this time. Bradfield Jr. back into his right makes the catch. And the side is retired. But Brooklyn takes the lead on the first high A home run of Jesus Baez's career. We're through a half an inning. It's Brooklyn 1 and Aberdeen coming to bat on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
We'll be right back. Douglas Orellana making his second appearance off the IL tonight for Brooklyn. Only expected to throw about 25 pitches, an inning or two innings of work. Joelmy Ramirez set to piggyback off of his effort tonight, but Douglas 6'1", 226 pounds, 22 years old from Caracas, Venezuela. Fastball, slider, curveball is arsenal, making his 12th appearance, 8th start, 0-1 record, a 147 ERA, 26 hits and 36 and two-thirds innings, 17 walks to 48 strikeouts. And his first pitch to Enrique Bradfield Jr. is taken high for ball one. This is the first game for Bradfield since last Saturday, so has not played in a week. 1-0 outside, two balls and no strikes. Bradfield Jr. went 2-for-4 last Saturday, did steal a base. Hitting at 258 on the year. Two home runs, 15 RBI, the 2-0. And a letter high strike. 91-mile-an-hour fastball in the count 2-1. Orellana, his pitch count was set at 20 for his first start back last Sunday as the 2-1 breaking ball at the letters 2-2. Through just a third of an inning. Gave up a hit, a walk, and a strikeout. Departed after the punch-out. Felipe De La Cruz, who was originally scheduled to start that game, came on for him. Second and third, one out. And picked up back-to-back Ks to get out of the inning. The 2-2. Fastball just misses outside. Good pitch. And the count full on Bradfield. But that was Orellana's first appearance in 23 days. Had not pitched since the final day of May. The payoff pitch, breaking ball high for ball four. So Bradfield Jr. is on with a walk, and the speedster, among the league leaders in stolen bases, is on at first to start tonight. As a matter of fact, came into the ball game leading the league with 34 stolen bags. So one on and nobody out for Reed Trimble. Was 0 for 3 last night, struck out, grounded into a double play. Runner goes, first pitch high, throw down a second by Suero on a hop, not in time. So Enrique Bradfield back in the lineup, a walk, a stolen base, his 35th of the year. And the Ironbirds quickly have the tying run in scoring position with nobody out. Trimble 3 for 10 in the series, had a 20-game on base streak snapped last night. Hitting at 288 in Aberdeen, a homer, and 12 batted in as Orellana steps off. Rests that bright yellow mitt on the front left-hand side of his chest as he gets the sign. Runner breaks for third, the 1-0 hit on a hop to second. Nice play made there by the second baseman, Tillian. Runner's breaking for the plate, they get the out at first, the throw home, not in time. My goodness, Enrique Bradfield Jr. scores all the way from second on a ground out to second. We're tied at one. Suero thought he got him. Tillian trying to make the play to his left on a 104-mile-an-hour ground ball. Bradfield was already breaking for the plate by the time Tillian made the decision to throw to first. Wanted to guarantee at least one out. Mateo Gil made a good, strong throw home. But Bradfield's speed able to create the run. And just like that, we're all even. Bases empty, one out, and Matt Horvath takes a called strike. So give an RBI to Reed Trimble, his 13th. The 0-1 pitch at the letters and the count 0-2. Horvath hitting 233. Six homers, 30 RBI. And Bradfield's speed already on display. Leadoff walks kill, especially to a guy that can run like that. The 0-2, and Horvath pulls it foul. Remains no balls and two strikes. So defensively for Brooklyn tonight, left to right in the outfield, Kellum Clark, Nick Morabito, and Wilfredo Lara. Third to first around the infield, Nick LaRusso, Jesus Baez, Junior Tillian, and Mateo Gil. With Chris Suero, the catcher, behind the plate. The 0-2 in the dirt. A ball and two strikes. Orellana at 12 pitches. There is action in Brooklyn's left field bullpen now. I don't think that is Ramirez, though. It is not. It is Jake Stevenson. The 1-2. Horvath in the air to left, sending Clark back into his right. Leaps and is over his head and up against the wall. Horvath on his way to second, and he'll stop there with a one-out double. So Horvath has reached in seven straight. His outstanding month of June continues. Seven doubles now in the month, 15 on the year. And the Ironbirds with another man in scoring position. And one out for Creed Willems. So we mentioned Orellana's pitch count right at around 25. He's at 13 now. It'll be interesting to see how Brooklyn decides to navigate this. So here is Willems, a chance to give Aberdeen the lead. Hitting a 233 on the year, 11 homers, 42 batted in. And this one lined in a right field, backing up on it, making a play on a bounce is Lara. Runner breaks for the plate. Here comes Lara's throw home, the throw, the tag, and they got him! What a throw by Wilfredo Lara. Orellana and Suero pointing in his direction in unison. And what a start to this ball game, as Aberdeen nearly taking the lead. But Wilfredo Lara, who had a throw measured at 100-plus miles an hour in from right last year, guns out Horvath on the Willems single, trying to give Aberdeen the lead. It's the second hit in a row for the Ironbirds, but the out at the plate, 9-2. Willems stayed put at first. And now Douglas Hodo, the hitter, and Orellana from the stretch offers a fastball for strike one. Hodo came on for Elio Prado in the sixth inning yesterday. 0-for-1 in his only at-bat. 3-for-8 in the series with 7 runs scored. As Hodo, a high fly ball to center. Morabito looking for it. Back into his right a few steps. Makes the catch over his left shoulder to retire the side. But an action-packed first inning. A Jesus Baez home run. Enrique Bradfield Jr. scores from second on a ground out. And Wilfredo Lara throws out the go-ahead run at the plate. We are through one here at Lido's Field, tied at one on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
Calling all hot dog lovers. Come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Already been back and forth tonight. Aberdeen and Brooklyn tied at one. As we go to the top half of the second inning, Wilfredo Lara, who kept this game tied with his great throw in from right field, will lead things off for Brooklyn in the second inning, followed by Tillian and Gill. Zach Fruit, 21 pitches in the first inning, back to work here in the second. Righty Lara takes a breaking ball low. And that's how the second inning begins. It's one ball and no strikes. Lara, 1-for-4 last night, walked, stole a couple of bags. Also scored a run in the Brooklyn win. The 1-0. And Lara, ground ball back up the middle, past Fruit, and into center field for a base hit. Lara turns around first, heads back. They'll throw behind him, but Lara back on the bag in plenty of time. And Brooklyn has the leadoff man on to start the second inning. So Lara aboard. Brooklyn's second hit tonight. Brings up Junior Tillian. Had off yesterday. Was 1-for-4 with an RBI double on Thursday. The only run Brooklyn scored in that game. As Junior takes inside for ball one. Tillian hitting .233 with the Cyclones. Three home runs and 20 RBI. A 1-0 from Fruit. And Tillian a high fly ball to center. Sending Bradfield back a couple of steps. Now gives himself some room to run underneath it. And he makes the catch as Lara retreats to first. One out in the second inning. Here's Mateo Gill, the first baseman tonight. And a good job trying to throw out Bradfield at the plate on that ground out. After Tillian made the toss on to first. Accurate throw, but Bradfield just got under the tag. First pitch to Mateo. This one laced to right, coming on and diving, unable to make the catch as Trimble, and it kicks behind him, rolls all the way to the wall. The runner at first, Lara, was heading back to the bag. They're going to still wave him around to the plate. Here comes the relay throw. It's up the third base line and not in time. So even with Lara heading back to first base to make sure whether or not Trimble caught that ball in right, still able to race around to score on Mateo Gill's triple. And Brooklyn takes a 2-1 lead in the second inning. It was a sinking line drive. Trimble had to decide whether to try and make a play in the air or play it on a hop. Took the risk and paid the price as Mateo Gill delivers an RBI triple, his second three-bagger, his 15th RBI. Brooklyn has a 2-1 lead. The infield's in for Kellum Clark, and he takes outside for ball one. Clark, 0-4 his last 25 entering the night. 1-0. Taken down and away, two balls and no strikes. Clark, 0-for-2 on Thursday with a walk. Has walked 8 times during this 9-game hitless streak. 3 for his first 36 with Brooklyn. No extra base hits and 3 runs batted in. The 2-0. And Clark takes a knee-high fastball for strike one. Aberdeen wearing the powder blues tonight. Ironbirds in white script across the chest, white numerals front and back with an orange border. White pants all the way down to the ankles for Fruit. Here's the 2-1. And Clark sends it straight to the screen. And the count 2-2. White on white. New Balance cleats. Dug into the stadium mound. 2-2 the count on Clark. Man at third, one down. The righty fires, and Clark can't hold up on the pitch in the dirt. Kicks to the left of Retzbach, has to throw down to first to complete the strikeout, and does, as Mateo stays put at third base. So another strikeout for Fruit. That's his third tonight. And Clark retired for the second out. And now the nine-hole hitter, Correll Paz. Paz 0-for-3 today, or 0-for-3 yesterday, I should say, his first game of the series. Did steal a couple of bases, was hit by a pitch. 2-1 Brooklyn here in the second inning. And the first pitch to Correll, a high fastball. Cut on and missed at 96. It's 0-1. Paz 0-for his last 9, hitting .157 on the year in 29 games. 14-for-89, 2 home runs, 6 runs driven in. The 0-1 on the outside corner for a call at strike 2. And Paz asks for time. Powder blue cap, powder blue bill for Aberdeen tonight. Orange crab silhouette logo on the front. And a couple of baseball bats perched behind it. Gill at third, two out. Brooklyn trying to add to a one-run lead. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on the pitch in the dirt. Red Spock caught it before it bounced, so no need to throw down to complete the K. As Fruit punches out another two in the second. However, Brooklyn does regain the lead. A run on two hits and a man left at the end of one and a half. Still 2-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here.
All season long, see the players who are making a
statement. Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Well, Douglas Orellana threw just 16 pitches in the first inning. We mentioned his threshold 25 tonight. So he comes back out to start the bottom of the second inning. There is action. And the Cyclones left field bullpen, Jake Stevenson, still getting ready. You have to imagine with only around 9 pitches left to work with, maybe this will be Orellana's last batter. Carter Young, Adam Retzbach, Maxwell Costas, three scheduled to bat in the inning. Carter Young came on for Terran Vavra in the eighth inning last night. And the first pitch he sees today, a curveball high. And the count 1-0. Young 0-for-1, struck out his only at-bat yesterday. Homered in his last start on Thursday. And he takes a fastball outside in the count 2-0. Young hitting a .164 on the year, 33 for 201. Three home runs and 24 RBIs. A 2-0. And there is a breaking ball strike in the count, 2-1. Young, though, picked things up offensively as of late, hitting .273 since the 8th of the month. A 2-1. Shows bunt, tries to drag it down third base side. Spinning attempt from Suero, and he'll just eat it. Suero and Orellana got to that ball almost at the same exact time. A little bit to the left of home plate, almost perfectly equidistant between the mound and the batter's circle. And as Suero picked it up, looked to spin and throw, realized Young was already near first and decided to hold on to it. Didn't want to risk an error. So Carter Young, a bunt base hit. And for the second straight inning, the Ironbirds have the leadoff man aboard. So Orellana stays in with Adam Retzbach, the batter. It was a late scratch of the lineup last night, and the pickoff throw to first off the glove of Gill and down the right field line. Young rounding second, thinks about third, throw behind him at second, and a good scoop by Baez on the forehand towards the center field side of second to keep another ball from getting away. Great job by Gill hustling to run that down and prevent Young from going first to third. So an errant pickoff throw allows Young to move into scoring position with nobody out. Retzbach hitting a .186 on the year. 48 games, 26 for 140. Tying run at second, nobody out. The righty deals, and this inside by the waist. And the count 1-0. Retzbach, two homers, 19 RBIs this year. Was 0-for-2 with a walk and a hit by pitch as the DH on Thursday. Tillian holds on the runner at second. Big lead out there for Young, the 1-0. And this off the glove of Suero, it's a called strike and rolls towards the third base dugout, and Young will easily advance to third. Have to imagine that'll go down as a pass ball. Hit Suero right in the mitt, and I don't know if he squeezed his glove too early or not. The count's 1-1 on Retzbach, but an errant pickoff throw and a pass ball has allowed Young to go first to third. And now the infield in with nobody out. And a 1-1 count on the Iron Bird catcher, the 1-1. And a good off-speed delivery. Looked like the slider that time for Moriana. It's a ball and two strikes. Moriana's at 23 pitches now. You have to assume, coming off of injury and how hard-lined they were with his pitch count in his last outing, and this will be Orellana's last batter. The 1-2. Swinging a line, drive through the left side, a base hit. Young scores. Retzbach turns first, holds on there. So both teams have scored at least one in each of the first two frames. Adam Retzbach's 20th RBI of the year ties the game at two. And it has been a seesaw affair to start the night. And as we imagined, that is the end of the night for Douglas Orellana. 24 pitches tonight for him, trying to work that arm strength back up. Had not pitched in 23 days prior to last Sunday. And with Orellana at 24 offerings, it'll be Jake Stevenson that comes on for him with one on and nobody out and a run already in the second inning. Jake Stevenson going to try and keep this game tied at two. One on, nobody out in the home second. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Our pitching changes brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. Open now on Surf Ave at Maimonides Park. Perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink. Douglas Orellana taken out due to pitch count. So Jake Stevenson will come on and try and get Brooklyn out of his second inning, making his first appearance in this series. 6'4", 225 pounds, 27 years old from Waconia, Minnesota. College teammates with Terran Vavra, but Vavra no longer with Aberdeen, was reinstated from AAA Norfolk's IL today. Stevenson from the stretch. His first pitch to Maxwell Costas is taken up and in for ball one. Numbers for Stevenson so far this year, making his 14th appearance, 3-0 and 870 ERA, does have one save. 16 hits and 13 in the third innings. The 1-0 and a fastball low. And the count 2-0 on Costas. Stevenson, 8 walks, 20 strikeouts in those 13 and a third innings. Last pitched on Sunday against Jersey Shore. Threw just 3 pitches to get the final out of an inning. A 2-0 at the letters in the count 2-1. Came on for Ben Simon with runners at the corners and 2 out in the 5th. And Brooklyn leading by three, got a fly out to left to end the inning. And then Jeffrey Colon came on to start the sixth. The 2-1 outside again off the glove of Suero, kicks to the right, and Retzbach to second. And that should be the second pass ball of the inning on Chris Suero. I don't know if he needs a new catcher's mitt or what, but both times the ball was right in his mitt. And as he squeezed it, the ball came squirting out like toothpaste out of a tube. And so it's 3-1 on Costas for the go-ahead run at second base. The righty's 3-1, and Costas' soft ground ball to short. Scooped up by Baez, and he'll throw to first as Retzbach holds at second base. So they're the first out of the second inning. Brings up the nine-hole hitter, Christian Benavides. Benavides had Aberdeen's most recent hit prior to the first inning tonight. It's the last Iron Bird to reach base last night. A single with two out in the third inning was 1-for-3. His first high A base hit, and this fouled off the end of the lumber. A souvenir 0-1. Benavides 1-4 his first 11 in Aberdeen. No extra base hits, no RBIs. Joined the team back on June 22nd, so a week ago today. Also played two games at Single A Delmarva, predominantly in the Complex League this year. Was hitting .226 in the FCL. This foul to the right, 0-2. Two doubles, no homers, five RBI down there. Just 19 years of age, will not turn 20 until next May. Lights on here at the stadium. No real effect just yet, but shadows covering most of the diamond right now. The 0-2 from Jake. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Fastball up at 95. First strikeout tonight for Stevenson. And there are two out now in the second inning. That K brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club. Bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit brooklynfootballclub.com. So a man at second, two out for Enrique Bradfield Jr. Walked and scored in the first inning. And he takes up and away in the count 1-0. Bradfield Jr., the highest-rated prospect on this Aberdeen roster. Number 6 by Baseball America, number 5 by MLB Pipeline. The 1-0, and this is a ground ball towards third. Nice pick there by LaRusso to his left. Bobbles, throw to first, and they just get Bradfield by about half a step. LaRusso had some trouble getting the ball out of his glove cleanly, but able to find the seams in the nick of time. And Bradfield can fly, as we've already seen tonight. But an accurate throw beats him by a smidge to end the inning. But Aberdeen ties the game on the RBI base hit by Adam Retzbach. One run, two hits, one left. After two, we're tied at two on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap.
You can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-serve basis. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the third inning, top of the lineup duo for Brooklyn. Both teams have scored in all four half innings tonight. Brooklyn a run in the first, a run in the second. Same for the Ironbirds. Morabito struck out against Zach Fruit to lead off the ball game. And the first pitch he sees in the third is down and away. 1-0. Baez and Suero to follow. 1-0 from Fruit. And Morabito takes low. And the count, two balls and no strikes. Morabito, big cheering section behind home plate tonight. Grew up just outside the D.C. area. McLean, Virginia, as Morabito takes a strike. And the count, two and one. It's about as close as Morabito will get during this season to his hometown in Virginia, the 2-1. A fastball on the inside corner. It's 2-2. McLean, Virginia, about an hour, 16 minutes or so away from here. McLean about 77 miles southwest of Lido's Field. The 2-2. Morabito, a line drive duck. Did Reagan Saunier, the first base coach tonight. Development coach for the Cyclones. Wasn't hit all that hard, so Reagan just needed to tuck that head down a little bit to avoid the line drive. So remains 2-2 on Beto. The righty deals. And Nick, a foul tip in and out of the glove of Retzbach. And so Nick stays alive. Well, Nick's family's traveled around a lot throughout the course of this year. They flew down to Georgia to see Nick play in his Brooklyn debut, also came on his 21st birthday, and then by the end of that week, they were up in West Point, New York, to watch Nick's younger brother, Chris, play for Bucknell against Army in the Patriot League Baseball Tournament as Morabito can't hold up on the fastball in. And strike three, home plate umpire Dylan Halsey said he went around. Fruit's fastball been as lively as we've seen all year, 97 that time on the heater. Got another strikeout, 5-2 in a third tonight. And there's one out in the third for Jesus Baez. Provided the game's first run with a home run in the first. And Fruit misses outside for ball one. Fruit bounced around a lot in his college career. Started his collegiate tenure at Lansing Community College in Michigan. 1-0, and Baez fouls it back towards us. Was ticketed right for my booth, but had too much height on it. And the count, a ball and a strike. For once, I had my hands up and ready. The 1-1 to Jesus. And this off the hands, shallow left. Out is the shortstop, Young. And able to reach up over his head to make the catch. Oh, what a beautiful play by Carter Young. Looked a lot easier than it was in reality. Got a great read on that pop-up. And took a perfect route to take away a parachute single from Baez. And Fruits retired the first two in the third. For the catcher, Chris Suero, who struck out looking in his only at-bat. But started his college career, JUCO ball. Playing in the shadows of the Lansing Lugnuts, now an A's affiliate up in Michigan. As Suero swings through that breaker, it's 0-1. But spent 2 years there, moved on to Eastern Michigan University in his hometown of Ypsilanti. Spent 2 years there before moving on to Troy University in Alabama. For his graduate season, Asuero takes inside 1-1. Didn't have a great year numbers-wise at Troy, at least in terms of ERA. Had an ERA last year up around 6.5. But the strikeouts were the selling point. 1-1 low, two balls and a strike, struck out 92 and 69 and two-thirds innings, right around 12 Ks per nine. And someone that prospect evaluators like Baseball America see as a reliever long-term, as Suero takes down and away 3-1. In large part because the calling card for the righty is that powerful fastball. Some natural arm side run carries through the strike zone well, as we've seen tonight. A 3-1. At the knees, Suero thought it was ball four, flipped the bat aside, and slumped his shoulders looking back at the home plate umpire. That's Dylan Holsey. And the count now full 3-2. We've seen Suero do that a couple of times in the last few weeks. Being frustrated with the strike zone. It looked like Fruit hit the bottom that time. Here comes the payoff. This time low for ball four. So Suero draws a walk. Credit to Dylan Holsey. Not reacting to the expressions from Suero. Honestly, credit to Holsey because do have the ability a little bit to see what the strike zone could or should be. I think he got the call right both times on strike two and then ball four. First pitch to LaRusso. And he takes a strike in the count 0-1. Nick flied out to center. Only time up tonight. The 0-1. Breaking ball low, a ball and a strike. But Fruit this year, been pretty even between the starting rotation and the bullpen. His ERA difference only 0.03. A 3.89 ERA in nine starts, 3.86 out of the bullpen as LaRusso in the air center field. Bradfield's first step was back, but now in a couple of steps makes the catch on the line drive to end the inning. So Brooklyn gets a two-out walk, but Fruit keeps the Cyclones scoreless for the first time tonight. Douglas Orellana heading out to get in some post-start work in the clubhouse. Jake Stevenson out for his first full inning of relief in the third, trying to keep this one tied at two. Heading to the bottom of the third on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclones Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Go to the bottom of the third. Jake Stevenson trying to match the zero Zach Fruit just put up in the top of the inning. 2-3-4 to up for the Ironbirds. Trimble, Horvath, and Willems tied at two on this Saturday night. First pitch of the inning from Jake Stevenson. Taken up and away by Reed Trimble. Fastball in the count 1-0. We'll give you the final line for Douglas Orellana in just a second. Here comes the 1-0, and this one blasted in the air right center field, sending Morabito back into his left. But he got a good read on it, and in front of the warning track makes the catch in right center for the first out of the inning. But the final line for Orellana goes an inning plus. Two runs, one earned, four hits, a walk, No strikeouts, 24 pitches, 15 strikes tonight. But all okay with Douglas. Not a scheduled departure, was set at a 25-pitch count tonight. Matt Horvath doubled in his first at-bat, and he takes a strike on the outer half, 0-1. Brooklyn tonight wearing the Navy alternates. Cyclones in gold script across the chest. Gold numerals front and back with a red drop shadow, the 0-1. Taken low. Oh, no, a late called strike there from the home plate umpire, Dylan Holsey. And the count 0-2. Long Navy sleeves on either end of that matching top for Stevenson. The 0-2 pitch. High, it's a ball and two strikes. Gray pants all the way down to the ankles for him. Black and white Nike cleats buried into the stadium mound. Navy cap, Navy bill for Brooklyn tonight with the gold interlocking BC logo on the front. A 1-2 outside, two balls and two strikes. Dimensions here at Lido's Field for those who have never been before. 3-10 down the line and left, 4-0-4 to either edge of dead center field. The 2-2, high, a full count. And 3-10 again down the line in right. 10 to 12-foot fences all around the diamond here. Just short enough to be able to rob a homer. The payoff, swing and a miss. Got him on the slider away. Nice pitch there from Stevenson. And a point back at his catcher, Chris Suero. Commending his work. Calling the balls and strikes behind the plate. And a second strikeout for Stevenson, two down. Sends up Creed Willems. Single to right. And his first at bat. Stevenson offers a strike at the knees, 96 on the gun. And the count 0-1. Stevenson signed by the Mets back on the 6th of May. Been with Brooklyn throughout his time in the organization. The 0-1, Willems a line drive center field, coming on Morabito, reaching out to make the catch over his shoulder. And Brooklyn has their first 1-2-3 inning in the field tonight. Nicely done by Stevenson. Puts up Brooklyn's first defensive zero of the day. We are through three here at Ripken Stadium, tied at two on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse, with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard, right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast, because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Top of the fourth inning, Zach Fruit back to the mound for the Ironbirds. Wilfredo Lara, Junior Tillian, Mateo Gill. Three scheduled to bat. Fruit, 53 pitches through three innings tonight. See how long he goes. Edgar Portes expected to piggyback off of his effort, as Wilfredo Lara takes the first pitch of the inning outside for ball one. threw 73 pitches in his last start. It's generally been where he's topped out this season, in the mid-70s, the 1-0. And Lara checks his swing. Did not go on appeal, says Trey Ward. And the count 2-0 on Wilfredo. Singled and scored. Brooklyn's most recent run in the second inning. Fruit hides the ball behind his back as he gets the sign. Rests his black leather mitt on his chest. Now comes Seth, the 2-0, and Lara pops it up. Shallow right field. Out is the second baseman Benavidez calling for it with two hands. And the first baseman Costas in front of him. Right fielder Trimble behind him makes the play for the first out. So one up, one down in the second inning for Junior Tillian, flied out to center in his only at-bat today. Fruit no stranger to a whole slew of guys in the other dugout and bullpen tonight. First pitch from the righty. Tillian, a big Baltimore chop off of home plate. Well, it stays foul, third base line, and the count 0-1. But Fruit, while he was pitching in college, in between his time at Eastern Michigan and Troy, spent the summer of 2022 pitching for the Frederick Keys here in Maryland in the MLB Draft League, ironically a former Orioles affiliate. This one foul down the right field line into a group area. And Tillian behind 0-2, but Fruit playing on that 2022 Frederick Keys team with Jonah Tong, who started the game on Wednesday night for Brooklyn. Jonathan Pintaro, who started the game on Tuesday for Brooklyn. And Jordan Gieber, who earlier today started the season with Brooklyn, was transferred to AAA Syracuse. As Tillian takes down and away, a ball and two strikes. And Fruit and Tong posing for a photo the last time the Ironbirds were on Coney Islands. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on the changeup down. Another strikeout for Fruit. That is his sixth. And two up, two down for Brooklyn in the fourth. So now it's Mateo Gil. Brought in Brooklyn's most recent run, an RBI triple to right. Has to diving Reed Trimble in the second inning. Righty-righty matchup. And Gill rolls over on one to third. Backhanded by Horvath, even with the bag, fires wild at first. And Costas tries to apply the tag on Gill, running by and missed. Or at least that the call made by Trey Ward. And Mateo Gill is on with two out in the inning. I imagine that'll go down as an error. And indeed it does go down as an error on Horvath. So a throwing error, first of the night for Aberdeen, continues the inning. The lefty swinging outfielder Kellum Clark. First pitch to Kellum, and he takes the fastball low, 1-0. Clark struck out, only time up tonight. Clark trying to bring an end to an 0-for-26 run at the plate. A 1-0 pitch. Down and in by the ankles. And it's two balls and no strikes. Clark, the last pick the Mets made last year out of Mississippi State. Played with a couple of current former Ironbirds during his time in Cape Cod. Played with the Wareham Gateman in 2021 and 22. The 2-0 to Clark. And it's low, three balls and no strikes. Karel Paz waiting on deck. But in 2022, his teammates with right-hander Cameron Weston. Started the year with the Ironbirds, now up at AA. A 3-0. There's a call, strike on the inner half, 3-1. And then in 2021, his teammates with one of Ironbirds' stars last year in the rotation, Alex Pham. And current right-hander Bradley Brimmer. 3-1. Low for ball four. So Clark works a two-out walk. Back-to-back base runners for Brooklyn with two out in the inning. And now two on and two down for the designated hitter Karel Paz. Fruit up at 66 pitches tonight. The Aberdeen bullpen starting to spring to life as the catcher Adam Retzbach out to talk alongside the pitching coach Jordy Henry. But fans, calling all kids, only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see your Cyclones for doing it. All kids 18 and under invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by Sledge House Media. All you have to do is read four books in your free time and tell us about them, and you'll get two free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. For more information, visit brooklyncyclones.com/enrichment. Shadow on the mound, broken up by the home plate umpire. There is a right-hander up and throwing, but I do not believe that is Edgar Portez getting loose just yet. So Fruit back on the rubber. Pond struck out in his first at-bat, and he takes in by the shoelaces. One ball and no strikes. Paz also trying to snap out of an 0-for slide at the plate, 0-for his last 10. Gill leads off second. Clark the man off first. The 1-0. And Paz in the air left side. Out is Young. In is the left fielder, Hodo. He's underneath it, makes the catch to retire the side. So, Fruit bends but does not break in the fourth as Brooklyn puts a couple on with a two-out error and a walk, but strand both men on base. Call to the bullpen coming for Brooklyn. Looks like it's Joelmi Ramirez time. We're tied at two heading to the home fourth on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a two-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
This call to the bullpen brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar, open now on Surf Avenue. Perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink. Joelmi Ramirez piggybacking off the starter. That is Douglas Orellana, comes on for him, and Jake Stevenson here in the fourth. First pitch by the righty fouled up the third base line, and the count 0-1. Hodo, Young, and Retzbach. Three scheduled to bat in the inning for Aberdeen. Hodo flied out to center in his only at-bat in the first, or rather the second pitch from Ramirez to Hodo. Take it at the knees in the count 0-2. Ramirez, 6'2", 170 pounds, 22 years old, from San Juan de la Maguana in the Dominican Republic. And now Ramirez steps off as he and Suero can't quite get on the same page, but the numbers for Joelmi so far this year in Brooklyn, making his ninth appearance, fifth out of the bullpen. A 2-2 record of 4.73 ERA, 26 hits, and 26 and two-thirds innings, 10 walks, 18 strikeouts. Last came on for Dakota Hawkins a week ago today. Went 4 2/3 innings last Saturday against the Blue Claws as this pulled foul. And remains 0-2 on Hodo. Gave up two runs, three hits, a walk, a strikeout. 61 pitches in that ball game. Ramirez started the year at Single-A St. Lucie in their bullpen. So the 0-2 hit high in the air, out into shallow center. Out as the second baseman, Tillian waves everybody off, and with two hands and in between Baez and Morabito, makes the play for the first out of the fourth inning. Final lineup for Jake Stevenson tonight. He goes two innings, no runs, no hits, no walks. Struck out two, retired all six he faced. A wild pitch, 20 total pitches, and 12 strikes. Carter Young, a bunt single in his first at-bat. First pitch to him is taken low for ball one. Ramirez, been with Brooklyn since the 13th of May, been pretty much split evenly between the rotation and bullpen as Young a line drive left field, and that down in front of Clark for a base hit. Multi-hit game for Carter Young, and the Ironbirds a one-out base runner in the fourth. One on, one out for Adam Retzbach. Had the game-tying RBI single in the second inning. One for one tonight. Ramirez, only appearance against Aberdeen this year was in a starting role. That was back on June the 5th, the day after Brooklyn threw the combined no-hitter. Throw back to first, and Young dives back. Ramirez took the loss that day. Gave up just two runs on five hits in 3 2/3 innings. Wilmy from the stretch, and Retzbach takes a strike, and the count 0-1. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here in the bottom of the fourth. Let you know what's going on around the South Atlantic League tonight. Right here in Aberdeen, we're tied at two. One on, one out. Bottom of the fourth, the 0-1. Retzbach takes outside. Not a bad spot there by Ramirez. Missed his spot, though. And the count of ball and a strike. But looking around the league tonight, all 12 teams in progress. The 1-1. And Retzbach fouls it out of play right side, 1-2. Top of the fifth in Winston-Salem. Rome, a 2-0 lead on the dash. Adam Zabrowski, a solo homer, his sixth of the year. Blake Burkhalter for the Emperors. Juan Corella for the dash. Throw over to first. And again, Young dives back safely. Bottom of the fourth in South Carolina. Greenville and Hickory are tied at one. The 1-2 runner starts and stops. Pitch high, snap throw behind the runner at first. And Gill leaps to grab it. And Young dives back safely. So the count 2-2 now on the Aberdeen catcher. But Alejandro Rosario for the Crawdads tonight. Blake Wehunt on the mound for the drive. The 2-2 runner goes this time, and Retzbach fouls it just to our right. And thankfully, it just missed our booth. Otherwise, our radio equipment could have been in peril. So the count stays 2-2. And thankfully, we're still on the radio. Third baseman LaRusso playing off the line. The 2-2 pitch. Retzbach, a ground ball up the middle and through in his center field, a base hit. On his way to third, Young. Here comes the throw. Young falls down, and the tag easily applied by LaRusso. After Young got back up and tried to run to third, Retzbach takes second on the throw. It'll be an outfield assist for Nick Morabito. Young tripped halfway between second and third. It looked like when your eye was on the ball out in the outfield, like Carter Young was trying to slip and slide his way to third, starting his headfirst dive midway between the second and third base bags. But that was not what he was trying to do. Pop back up and try to get there, but LaRusso easily able to make the tag after a good throw by Nick. So the go-ahead run still in scoring position as Maxwell Costas checks his swing. And he did not go. I thought he made contact with that baseball. But instead, that not the case. It's one ball and no strikes. Costas ground out to short in his only at-bat tonight. The 1-0. And a breaking ball pulled on the ground towards third. Off the backhanded try of Baez and in the left field for a hit. And that's going to give Aberdeen the lead. Retzbach races around to score. Maxwell Costas picks up what I assume will be a base hit and an RBI. Indeed it is. And the Ironbirds have their first lead of the night. It's 3-2. It was hit in a perfect spot between third and short. LaRusso dove, couldn't make the play to his left. Baez tried to backhand it, but it kicked off his glove and rolled into left. And Retzbach able to race around and score to give the Ironbirds the lead. First pitch to Christian Benavidez, down and away in the count 1-0. Benavidez struck out his first time up tonight. So Costas is probably the coldest Aberdeen hitter coming into the night. Was 0-4 his last nine going into that at-bat. As the 1-0 outside for ball two. But Costas picks up his 14th RBI. And the Ironbirds have the advantage. Already got seven hits tonight with two out in the fourth. Jawilmy's 2-0. And Benavidez fouls it off the catcher, Suero. And the count 2-1. Yeah, got it off the hand there. Off the lower body, Suero taking his mask off, walking it out behind the plate, puts his hands on his knees. Joe Perillo, the trainer, John Vaughn, the acting manager, out to look at him. Saw that happen to Suero once, I want to say last week, while the Cyclones were at home. Maybe it was during the Hudson Valley series, the last road trip. And he caught him in the face. Seems to be where Perillo is looking, sort of towards the right side of Suero's face. Maybe up by his shoulders, had him raise his right arm. Everything all right, and Suero will stay in the ball game. Continuing our look around the South Atlantic League, bottom of the fourth right now in Lakewood. Greensboro, a 3-1 lead on the Blue Claws. Sean Ross with his 16th home run of the year. A two-run shot. George Clausen on the mound for the Blue Claws as Benavidez puts it in the air to right. Backing up on it is Lara, but he'll make the play to end the inning. However, Aberdeen takes the lead for the first time tonight. They get a run on three hits and one man left. At the end of four, it's 3-2 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now to secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Okay.
Call to the bullpen for Aberdeen as we move to the top of the fifth inning. This call to the bullpen brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. Open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. Perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink. Edgar Portes on. He'll face the top of Brooklyn's lineup here in the fifth. And the first pitch he throws to Nick Morabito, taken up and away. And the count 1-0. Final lineup for Fruit tonight. Four innings goes and gives up two runs on three hits. Two walks, six strikeouts tonight. The 1-0. And Morabito off the hands on the ground is short. Scooped up by Young. Throw to first. Just in the nick of time. And the entire Morabito family and friends could hear yelling in unison at that call over at first base. A bang-bang play. Shouldn't have been as close as it was. But good hustle by Morabito to nearly leg out an infield base hit. So leadoff man retired in the fifth. Now Jesus Baez has homered and popped up to short. The righty kicks and delivers, and Baez a high fly ball in the infield. Portes pointing at it. Called off is Retzbach by the third baseman Horvath. And a little more than halfway down the third base line towards home makes the catch over his head for the second out. So two up, two down for Portes on three pitches to begin the fifth. And that'll bring up Chris Suero, who has struck out and walked. But Fruit did give up the home run tonight. 68 pitches, 44 strikes, will not receive a decision tonight. So now Suero, first pitch from Portes, and this is a foul ball off the catcher. And the count 0-1. Number is for Portes so far this year, making his 15th appearance, 8th out of the bullpen, 3-1. A 2.32 ERA, 42 hits, and 54 and a third innings. 27 walks to 71 strikeouts. The 2-1 bounces in there. Actually, the count 1-1. They had the scoreboard wrong out there and left. 1-1. Low, two balls and a strike. Portes last pitched out of the bullpen against Wilmington on Sunday. Gave up a season-high seven hits, but just one run in 3 2/3 innings. A 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good slider. And the count, two balls and two strikes. Portes, no walks, five strikeouts in that last effort. And much better in a relief role than as a starter this year, at least statistically. A 1.78 ERA out of the bullpen. A 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase the breaking ball that bounced. Suero won't oblige with a rundown at first. And Portes retires the side in order on eight pitches in the fifth. No runs, no hits, nobody left on base at the end of 4.5 halfway home on this Saturday night. Joelmi Ramirez trying to keep it a one-run game. Aberdeen a 3-2 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight, inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Juelmy Ramirez out for his second inning of relief. Brooklyn trailing at 3-2. Top of the lineup due up for Aberdeen. First pitch, a good one there from Ramirez, but just barely missed inside. And the count 1-0. Bradfield has walked, scored a run, and grounded out tonight. And there is a strike at the letters. And the count 1-1. We'll get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. No, we have not forgot about it. 1-1. And another letter high fastball. And the count now 1-2. But our question tonight, playing along the lines of Aberdeen's starting pitcher, Zach Fruit. The 1-2 bounces off the plate. Trying to toss a changeup there. Choked it a little bit too much. Two balls and two strikes. But our question today is Zach Fruit. We mentioned earlier, an alum of Troy University. The 2-2. Bradfield, a ground ball up the middle. Going to be a tough play. Fielded by Baez. Spinning throw to first. And didn't have enough on it. Bradfield legs out an infield single. Been a lot of well-placed balls by Aberdeen in the infield tonight. And Bradfield is aboard for the second time. His first hit of this contest. Had missed the first four games of this series with a slight wrist issue. But the speedster is at first, something Brooklyn needs to keep an eye on. He's got a league-best 35 stolen bags, including one tonight, and nearly caught him leaning. Took a little jump step there, and then had it to get back to the bag. And able to do so in the nick of time. Reed Trimble is 0-2 tonight. Ground out to second, a fly out to center. Does have an RBI. There goes the runner. Pitch high, throw down by Suero. Tag, not in time. The count 1-0 on Trimble is a good throw there by Suero. But Bradfield is 36th stolen bag of the year. And the Ironbirds, another man in scoring position with nobody out. Well, as we mentioned, Zach Fruit, the starter for Aberdeen tonight out of Troy University. Question today is, can you name a former Met? As this one hit in the air to center field, sending Morabito back into his right. He'll curl underneath it to make the catch. Bradfield tagging, heading to third. The throw there, cut off by Baez. Might have been a little bit wild had that throw gone through towards the left field side of third. So not a bad idea there from Baez. LaRusso asking why he cut it off. Baez gave him a look as if to say, I thought that ball was going to get away. Normally like to see that ball go all the way through, but I don't think that was the worst idea there from Baez to cut it off, especially with Bradfield's speed. But he's now at third with one out. The infield is in, and Matt Horvath will dig in. He's doubled and struck out tonight. And he takes low for ball one. But can you name a former Met, and especially a former Cyclone and former Met that played their college baseball at Troy University? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. As Horvath takes low, two balls and no strikes. Aberdeen a 3-2 lead. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour here in the East. The righty offers the 2-0. And Ramirez fires a strike at 94. And the count 2-1. The 2-1. Chased a high fastball. Another 94-mile-an-hour heater. And the count, two balls and two strikes. Ramirez, another guy we've seen pick up maybe a tick or two on his fastball in recent weeks. He and Jeffrey Colon, the 2-2 pitch. And Horvath in the air center field. Morabito backpedaling on it. Should be deep enough to score the run. He'll make the catch, but Morabito won't put his full force behind the throw. Tagging it from third and scoring it is Bradfield. It's a sacrifice fly for Mac Horvath. His 31st RBI of the year. And the Ironbirds lead by 2-4-2. So once again, Bradfield creates a run. Infield single, steals second, goes to third on one fly ball and scores on another. And now the base is empty and two out for Creed Willens. Singled to right and lined out to center. And he takes outside from Jawilmi 1-0. And to close up our look around the South Atlantic League tonight, as Willems takes outside 2-0s. Only one other score we haven't told you about. Actually, two of them. Hudson Valley right now at home against Wilmington. They lead 3-1 in the top of the fifth. As Willems takes low, three balls and no strikes. Jay Zavina and Antonio Gomez with home runs for the Renegades. T.J. White, a solo shot for the Blue Rocks. As Willems sends it back, it's 3-1. Cam Schlittler for the Renegades. Wilmington already in their bullpen tonight. Renegades will come to Brooklyn starting Monday. 3-1. Up and away at ball four. So Jawilmi Ramirez issues a two-out walk. That's his first free pass tonight. And the Ironbirds one on, two out, one already in. For Douglas Hodo, who's 0-2. Couple of fly balls to center. The bottom of the third in Bowling Green. Asheville a 3-2 lead on the Hot Rods. Logan Cerny, also out of Troy University, has a home run tonight for the Tourists, his ninth, as this one in the air off the hands to left coming on Clark. And he'll make the catch coming in to end the inning. Luis Baez, a solo homer for Asheville, is 13th. The Tourists lead by one. Derek True against Owen Wilds. But Aberdeen adds another. They've scored at least one in four of the first five innings tonight. We head to the sixth, 4-2 Ironbirds on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Top of the sixth inning, Brooklyn trying to start chipping away at a two-run deficit. Aberdeen a 4-2 lead here in the sixth inning. Nick LaRusso to lead off against Edgar Portez. Retired the side in order on eight pitches in the fifth. And his first toss to LaRusso outside for ball one. Nick has flied and lined out to center so far tonight. The 1-0, and LaRusso takes a strike at the bottom of the zone. And the count even at one. LaRusso, Lara Tillian, the 3-2 up in the inning. Also get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Give you the answer in the bottom of this sixth inning. The 1-1. And LaRusso fights it off the wrists on a hop to short. Fielded by Young. Crow hop and a good throw gets LaRusso for the first out of the sixth inning. One up, one down. Here's Wilfredo Lara has singled and popped up to second tonight, one for two. But our Coney Convo's trivia question, can you name a former Met, particularly former Cyclone and former Met, who attended Troy University? There are two former Mets that played at the big league level. I graduated from the school in Troy, Alabama. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. Lara can't hold up on a breaking ball. It's 0-1. That's the slider from Portes. That is best pitch. We talked about the fastball from Fruit. Well, the slider is Portes' bread and butter. As Lara takes down and away 1-1. Portes, prior to the start of the season, Jeff Pontus, Baseball America writer, put together a list. The 1-1. And Lara takes low. Two balls and a strike. Of 10 breakout sliders fans needed to know ahead of this season, and Portes was on that. Portes was on that list, got thrown off because Jeff Pontus wrote it. Only off by one letter in terms of last name spelling. 2-1. There's the slider. And Lara, a helicopter swing through it, 2-2. And the way it was described is the slider in the low 80s is his primary and deadliest weapon. Has a lot of ride and a lot of sweep. And last year generated whiffs on 50% of swings while generating chases and whiffs in the zone as well. That has been his go-to so far this year. Here comes the 2-2. And Lara, a sharp ground ball, kicks off the leg of the pitcher, Portes, into foul ground for the first baseman. Costas flips over to Portes, trying to get to the bag, and they say he didn't get there in time. So Lara will leg out an infield base hit. Hit off the lower body of Portes at 101.4 miles an hour. Did a great job getting over to cover the bag. Great reaction as well by Costas to go into foul ground and chase down that baseball and even have a chance to get Lara at first base. The crowd certainly thought they got him. But Lara able to hustle and leg out an infield base hit. And Brooklyn with one on and one out for Junior Tillian, who represents the game's tying run. Junior 0 for 2 tonight has fly to center and struck out. Portes comes, home runner goes, pitch outside, throw down to second, not in time. It's a good pitch to run on. Breaking ball up and away. Retzbach made a good throw. But Lara able to get his hand in there under the tag of Benavides. And Lara has his third stolen base in the last two games. Been running a lot more this week. Now got 13 on the year. Big leadoff second. Benavides holds him on the 1-0. High, two balls and no strikes. Aberdeen a 4-2 lead. The man in scoring position and one out in the sixth inning. The 2-0. And Tillian fooled. Can't lay off the slider down and out of the zone. And the count, two balls and a strike. Brooklyn a run in the first, a run in the second. Aberdeen a run in the first, a run in the second. And then again, single runs in the fourth and fifth. The 2-1 at the letters and the count 2-2. Now Portes was eligible in the Rule 5 draft last year and was not taken in either the major or minor league phase of the draft. The way he's pitched this year, it certainly seems like teams made a mistake not snaring him in the minor league phase at least. As a matter of fact, Baseball America has this computer software called RoboScout. Runner breaks for second. Pickoff throw to third. And they got him. And Lara spikes his helmet at the call. In frustration, John Vaughn trying to settle him down. I don't think he was ejected by the base umpire tonight. That is Trey Ward. He keeps looking over his shoulder. But Lara spiked his helmet after he was thrown out. I don't know if he was mad at the call or mad at himself for getting picked off. Cortez spun around his second as Lara broke for third on first movement. And Benavidez's throw to third was in time to get him. So there are two out now in the inning. And the count's 2-2 on Junior Tillian. And Cortez deals, and Tillian swings and misses for strike three to end the inning. So from a man at second and one out to the inning being over in a span of one pitch. No runs, one hit, nobody left. At the end of 5.5, it's 4-2 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
So Brooklyn making an out on the bases, unable to cash in the top of the inning. Aberdeen back to bat, leading by 2-4-2. Carter Young, Adam Retzbach, Maxwell Costas, the 3-2 up against Joelmy Ramirez. And Joelmy's first pitch of the bottom of the sixth is taken for a called strike one. Carter Young, a bunt base hit and a single to left tonight. Inside and low there from Joelmy. It's a ball and a strike. Young thrown out on the bases in the fourth. Came around to score in the second. Well, in case you were wondering, Wilfredo Lara was not ejected from the ball game. The 1-1. This one blasted in the air to center, sending Morabito back into his right. But he's got it squared away. Reaching over his head, makes the grab on the 100-mile-an-hour fly ball for the first out of the sixth inning. Brings up Adam Retzbach, a couple of base hits tonight, including an RBI and a run scored. But time to get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question tonight. Our question today is, can you name a former Met, particularly a former Cyclone, that attended Troy University in Alabama? As that one high to Retzbach 1-0, and shout out to our good friend Robert Anderson tuning in. Cyclones season ticket holder. As this one again in the air, same spot left center field. This time in a little bit is Morabito to his right. And he'll make the running grab for the second out. Robert nailing the former Cyclone that attended Troy University. None other than our very own T.J. Rivera. Bronx native, went to Herbert H. Lehman High School in the Bronx. Played his college ball at Troy University in Alabama. As Costas swings and misses at a high fastball in the count 0-1. Of course, Rivera playing part of the 2016 and 2017 seasons with the Mets. Remember seeing him in St. Lucie in 2014 as Costas gets hit. It was a fastball in that just caught too far off the plate. And Costas wearing it on his left shoulder. And he'll slowly stroll down to first base. So one on and two out here in the bottom of the sixth for Christian Benavidez. Struck out and fly to right tonight. But I remember seeing TJ after he had been with Brooklyn. It was actually, was it really? Yeah, it was 3 years after he was in Brooklyn. This hit on the ground is short. Gobbled up there by Baez, throws to second for the force to get the final out of the sixth inning. But I thought he was going to be a longtime major leaguer when I saw him play for the St. Lucie Mets in 2014. Was such a professional hitter. Never quite worked out for him at the big league level, but still in the all-time record books. But he's the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question tonight. The other Met that attended Troy University, Mickey Sasser, also a former Troy Trojan. To the seventh we go. It's still 4-2 Ironbirds on the Cyclones Radio Network.
On Saturday, June 22nd, come help us celebrate Margaritaville Night.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Edgar Fortes out for his third inning of relief, has faced the minimum through his first two innings. Mateo Gil, Kellum Clark, Karell Paz, the three scheduled to bat in the inning. Brooklyn trailing by a pair. Mateo Gil, an RBI triple tonight. Also reached on an error, one for two. And the first pitch from Edgar Fortes, a fastball over for called. Strike one. Brooklyn so far tonight, two runs, four hits and error. They have left four. Aberdeen, four runs, eight hits and error. They have left five. The 0-1. And Gill out in front of the slider. Tipped it into the glove of Retzbach. No balls and two strikes on the Cyclones' first baseman this evening. A little bit more humid tonight than it had been the last day or two here in Maryland. The rain stayed away. The two-strike pitch bounces off the plate. And the count one and two. Right now, 83 degrees, but even though we are about 12 minutes away from the top of the 9 o'clock hour, the real feel here is still in the lower 90s, around 92. There is some breeze. American flag out in center, blowing from right to left off I-95. The 1-2 slider drops in there. Strike three called, and Gil knew it. Beautiful pitch from Fortes. That's his third strikeout tonight. Nine overall for Aberdeen pitching. And there's one out in the seventh for Kellum Clark. Has struck out and walked tonight. 0-for-1 officially. Take a look at the Mets affiliate scoreboard today. Here in this seventh inning was a tough one at Citi Field today. Alrighty offers, and Clark can't catch up to the high fastball 0-1. 93 that time from Fortes, but the Astros rallying from 6-1 down to beat the Mets 9-6, scored three in the eighth and two in the ninth to win it. The 0-1, and Clark pulls it foul towards the first base coach's box. Might have broken his bat. He did. And the count 0-2. Mark Vientos homered again, his 10th of the year. What a year it's been for Mark Vientos, folks. I mean, from where he was at the tail end of spring training, the Mets signing J.D. Martinez, Vientos being optioned to AAA, and now Vientos has been just as big a producer and has just as big a reason for this surge here in the month of June as any player on the Mets, including J.D. Martinez. Got to give a lot of credit to the Mets front office for never giving up on him, and Vientos for continuing to work. The 0-2 bounces before the plate. Old 55-footer. And it's 1-2 now on Kellum. But the Mets will try and earn a series victory tomorrow. How about Jose Iglesias? Had another three-hit game. He's now hitting .425 with the Mets. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Looked like the changeup that time. Another punch shot for Portes. He's got four now. And the first two retired in the seventh for Karel Paz, who has struck out and fly to left. But really, ever since the Mets selected Iglesias' contract from AAA, that feels like the turning point, the inflection point of this season for the Mets. And last night was the prime example. As Paz takes high 1-0. If you haven't seen the video yet of Jose Iglesias, who is also known in the music world as Candelita, well, his song OMG has become the Mets anthem. Right alongside with Meet the Mets. The 1-0. Paz in the air, left center field. In and to his left is Hodo to make the catch and end the inning. We'll pick up that thought in the bottom of the seventh inning. It feels like every year that the Mets have a great run, there's some sort of song attached to it. 2000, it was Who Let the Dogs Out. Well, this year, it's OMG from Candelita. And we'll continue the Jose Iglesias story and look around the Mets organization when we come back in the bottom of the seventh inning. Top of the lineup due up for Aberdeen. They have a 4-2 lead. Stretch time here from Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. There's no beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch time or violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure, he's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now, weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein. Perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Jeromy Ramirez back to the mound for Brooklyn as we move it to the bottom of the seventh inning. Ironbirds a 4-2 lead. Top of the lineup due up Bradfield Jr., Trimble, and Horvath. Three scheduled to bat. Bradfield's been a menace tonight. 1-for-2, a walk, a ground out, a single. Has also stolen a couple of bases and scored two of Aberdeen's four runs. And the first pitch he sees from Jeromy Ramirez is taken inside for ball one. 1-0 on the inside corner. It's 1-1. We were talking about the Mets affiliate scoreboard here in the seventh inning, particularly about the buzz around the Mets, especially last night as Bradfield takes a strike on the outer half, 1-2. We'll talk about Jose Iglesias had a three-hit game today in the Mets' loss to Houston. But last night after the game, And credit to Apple TV, who had the television coverage last night, for sticking with the scene on the field postgame. But apparently J.D. Martinez, the 1-2. And Bradfield Joe's punt pulls back and takes in the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes. But apparently J.D. pressured his current Met and former Tiger teammate to release that song that has become the home run song at Citi Field. The 2-2. Bradfield, a hard ground ball. Diving play by LaRusso to his right. Gets up. Throw to first. Oh, they got him. Oh, what a play by the former Maryland Terrapin to take away a base hit from Enrique Bradfield Jr. for the first out of the seventh inning. Marvelous job by Nicky L. over at the hot corner. One down in the seventh. That play by LaRusso makes you want to say OMG. But now Trimble 0 for 3 tonight. And he takes low for ball one. But Jose Iglesias performed the song. They released it officially yesterday on Spotify. It's the number one streaming song on iTunes right now. As that at the knees, 1-1. And Iglesias performed for the entire Citi Field crowd. A 1-1 down and in, 2-1. And in the middle of his performance, while he was singing on the infield and with the lights going and flickering at Citi Field, his entire Mets team filming along the first base line as this pulled into the seats down the right field line, 2-2. But his entire group of Met teammates came out to celebrate with him as he was singing, dance alongside him. The 2-2 pitch, high and the count full. First and foremost, imagine trying to explain that to yourself a month ago, say May 29th. Try explaining that to yourself, what's going on right now with the Mets, both on and off the field, as the 3-2 golfed in the air to center, sending Morabito back into his right. Skimming along the warning track in front of it, makes the play in left center for the second out. It's truly incredible, and honestly, I think Carlos Mendoza, David Stearns, the front office as well, the entire coaching staff deserves a lot of credit, because, and as well for the players, never giving up on this season, but the camaraderie that this team has had, especially over the last month or so, is really breathtaking. As this one pulled deep down the left field line by Matt Horvath, back at the track at the wall, Clark, and it's into the Brooklyn bullpen and gone. Matt Horvath turns around a fastball over the middle of the plate. His second extra base hit of the night. His seventh home run of the year. And the Ironbirds go up by 3-5-2. 98.7 off the bat, 360 feet to straightaway left. And the Ironbirds take a 3-run lead. So now it is Creed Willems, 1-for-2, has singled to right and walk tonight. And he takes low for ball one. I just don't remember seeing a team that quite loves each other, at least at the major league level and at the highest level of pro sports, the way this Mets team appears to do so. As this one fouled third base side behind the coach's box, is LaRusso to make the catch to end the inning. But even with the Mets loss tonight, been very fun around Queens as of late, and will continue to be so, it feels like, for the remainder of this summer. However, not as much fun. Aberdeen adding to their lead here in the bottom of the seventh. A Mac Horvath home run with 2 outs makes it 5-2 Ironbirds as he moved to the eighth on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We got breaking news.
Wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Your teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh my.
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, August 1st on MLB Network.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Well, Edgar Cortez has been outstanding for Aberdeen tonight out of the bullpen. Has faced the minimum through his first three innings in relief. He'll face the top of Brooklyn's lineup here in the eighth, trying to chip away at a three-run deficit. Aberdeen a 5-2 lead. And the first pitch to Nick Morabito taken outside for ball one. Nick 0-for-3 tonight. Couple of strikeouts and a ground out to short. Nearly legged it out in that last at-bat. 1-0 and a swing through a high fastball. Top the zone at 93 in the count 1-1. Continuing our look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight, starting now at Triple-A Syracuse as Morabito takes low. And the count now 2-1. Triple-A Syracuse 2 in the top of the eighth on a Pablo Reyes two-run homer. They now lead Buffalo Blue Jays Farm Club 4-3. The 2-1 foul to the right. And the count 2-2. Luis Angel Acuna hit the first pitch of the game for a home run as well, his fifth of the year. Carlos Cortez has a solo shot. Syracuse in the lead, the 2-2. And Morabito line drive right field, and that's going to make the cheering section happy. Down for a base hit. Cut off down the line by Trimble. Throw behind Morabito at first, not in time. So Nick Morabito picks up his first hit of the ball game. On a crowd of about maybe 10 to 15 folks. A little bit to the left behind home plate. Morabito's family and friends making the hour-plus trip from McLean, Virginia. Able to see Nick on the base paths now with that opposite field knock. And now Jesus Baez, who's 1-for-3 with a homer. Popped up to third in his last at-bat. Cortez from the stretch throws over to first, and Morabito dives back. Joey Lucchese struck out 8-for-6 1/3 today. Double-A Binghamton got rained out. They'll try and play two against Portland when they come back to town on August the 13th. The righty comes home. And Baez takes outside for ball one. Single-A St. Lucie falling on the road today to Palm Beach, Cardinals affiliate. The 1-0. And Baez checked his swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. On appeal, says the base umpire Ward, and the count of ball and a strike. A Palm Beach beating St. Lucie today 5-1. The righty's 1-1, and Baez chases a slider away. And the count 1-2. Complex League, Florida Complex League Mets losing on the road to the Astros in West Palm Beach 3-1. In seven innings, Jeremy Rodriguez, a double and an RBI in that ballgame. A long pause, the 1-2, and Baez pulls it on the ground towards third. Horvath on to second for one, relay back to first, double play. And it's been one of those kinds of weeks for Brooklyn. Here in Maryland, they get the leadoff man on, but then a 5-4-3 twin killing off the bat of Baez. And just like that, the leadoff man erased, and Cortez in position to face the minimum for a fourth straight inning. So here is Chris Suero, has struck out twice and walked tonight. And the first pitch from Portes is popped in the air. Back behind the plate, mask in hand for Retzbach. Behind the batter's circle, leans back over his head to make the catch. And Portes faces the minimum for a fourth consecutive inning out of the bullpen. Brooklyn gets a leadoff single, but a double play squelches the rally. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Brooklyn looking like they're about to make a pitching change, or will they? We'll find out when we come back. Indeed, they will on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
This call to the bullpen brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar, open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. Perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink. Douglas Hodo, Carter Young, Adam Retzbach, the three due up to face the new pitcher, Ben Simon, on for the first time since Sunday. 5'11", 197 pounds, 22 years old from East Windsor, New Jersey. Mets 13th round pick last year. Out of Elon University in North Carolina. First pitch he throws tonight to Douglas Hodo. Shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a call at strike one. Final line for Joelmy Ramirez tonight. First, Simon's one-strike pitch, and another one on the outside corner, 0-2. Ramirez, four innings, three runs, five hits. A walk, no strikeouts, did give up the home run to Horvath. 58 pitches, 34 strikes, did hit a batter. The 0-2. Ooh, it hit him. Caught him right on the left elbow guard. And Hodo completely unfazed. 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Simon. It came off of Hodo's elbow guard with such force that it registered an exit velocity of 57 miles an hour. Thankfully, he's okay. An inauspicious start for Brooklyn defensively in the eighth inning. So good speed on at first base. With nobody out for Carter Young, who is 2-for-3, a bunt single and a single to left. Throw back to first, ball off the glove of Gill. Rolling into foul ground by the first base coach's box. And had that throw been corralled by Gill, might have been able to get Hodo leaning at first. Simon making his 12th appearance, 2-3 record of 4.86 ERA. 19 hits in 16 and two-thirds innings. A righty offers, and that's down and in. And the count 1-0. Simon, 8 walks, 20 strikeouts through an inning and two-thirds scoreless against Jersey Shore on Sunday. Scattered 3 hits, tied a season high with 3 strikeouts. Longest outing since coming off the IL. Throwback to first, and another one. Nearly got away from Gill. Glances off his glove. This time rolls up the right field line. But again, not far enough away for Hodo to try it. And it's still 1-0, and Simon's used his two disengagements. is Simon's fourth appearance back. Reinstated off the IL on the 16th of June. A third throw over safe, and Gill can't believe it. And that's going to be a balk that allows Hodo to take second base. And Gill again applies the tag on Hodo off the bag, but that's the third pickoff throw. And so Hodo cannot be tagged out there. They will call a balk on Simon. That gives Hodo second. That was a great move again by Ben. That was a bang-bang play. I would have believed if they called him out. But it's 1-0 on Young with a man in scoring position. The righty deals, and Young fouls it behind the plate, a ball and a strike. Simon, not only a big baseball fan growing up, he was a huge basketball fan as well. He's not only a four-year starter and a three-year captain in baseball at Hightstown High School in New Jersey. This is a broken bat line drive off the glove of Baez and in a center field for a base hit. They'll hold Hodo at third. Throw comes all the way into the plate. Young's going to break for second, and Suero's going to hold on to it. Throw went all the way through. Nobody cut it off. And because the ball went all the way to the plate, Young able to advance 90 feet to second. Not the best fundamental baseball there. Carter Young has a three-hit night. So runners at the corners and nobody out for Adam Retzbach. Brooklyn has to bring the infield in here. Retzbach 2-for-3 with an RBI tonight. Flied out to center in his last at-bat. Righty deals. And Simon pours a fastball by him at 94. And the count 0-1. And Simon was also a three-year captain, a four-year starter in basketball during his high school days. The 0-1. High, it's a ball and a strike. Aberdeen a 5-2 lead. Looking to try and put this one out of reach, as they've got second and third and nobody out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Brooklyn led this one 1-0 and 2-1. But Aberdeen has scored the last four. The 1-1. Retzbach in the air to right. Lara waiting on it. Now drifts to his left, makes the catch. Tagging from third is Hodo. The throw to the plate sails over the head of Suero. But a great backup by Simon to prevent that one from going all the way to the backstop. It's a sacrifice fly for Adam Retzbach. His second RBI tonight. His 21st of the year makes it 6-2 Ironbirds. So a man at third and one out. And a run already in. And the infield stays in for Brooklyn. Simon's first pitch, and the slider low, and the count 1-0. Costas has singled, been hit by a pitch tonight. 1-for-2 officially. Simon's 1-0, and that one outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Looking ahead to the top of the ninth inning for Brooklyn, they will have 4, 5, and 6 due up. Right now, trailing by 4, trying to prevent it from expanding any further. The 2-0, and Costas pulls it deep down the left field line. That's going to get down for extra bases. One hop over the fence and into the Brooklyn bullpen for a ground rule double. Maxwell Costas, his second hit tonight. His first double with Aberdeen this year brings in his 11th RBI, and the Ironbirds now lead 7-2. 103-mile-an-hour line drive, bouncing off the turf and into the left field bullpen. And this now a 5-run Aberdeen lead. As this one lie down the right field line, a foul ball off the bat of Christian Benavides. And the count 0-1. Benavides 0-3, a strikeout, a fly ball to right, and a fielder's choice ground ball to short. 7 runs on 11 hits tonight for Aberdeen. 3 outs away from taking 4 of the first 5 in this series as Benavides fouls it off onto the roof of the ballpark, 0-2. Brooklyn, at least to this point, been held to 2 runs or fewer again tonight. And Brooklyn coming into play today had been held to 2 or fewer runs in 8 of their last 10 games. The 0-2 pitch. And Benavides fouls it off the hands. It remains 0-2. Just hard to win games when you don't score enough runs. Brooklyn had received 3 straight quality starts prior to tonight's ballgame. The 0-2 off the hands on the ground at third. Baez looks to third, only plays to first, and a strong throw just gets Benavides for the second out. So Costas advances to third. He's there with 2 down. And back to the top of the lineup, and Enrique Bradfield Jr. And Simon up at 16 pitches. Brooklyn's bullpen starting to stir. Nobody really throwing just yet. Might be Victor Castaneda, who has picked up a baseball. Bradfield Jr. is 1-for-3. A walk and a single has scored twice tonight. And the first pitch, he sees it on the ground. Past the diving glove of LaRusso this time. In the left field, another hit. Scoring is Costas. It's an RBI single for Enrique Bradfield Jr. And the Ironbirds now lead 8-2. Well, it had been a close contest until these last 2 innings. A run in the 7th and 3 more here in the 8th. And the Ironbirds now with their largest lead of the game at 6. Reed Trimble 0-for-4 tonight. The first pitch he sees down and in for ball 1. Trimble, the 7th man to bat for the Ironbirds in the inning. The breaking ball bounces 1-0. Shortstop Baez shaded up the middle. 1-0. This pulled foul of the first baseline. And the count of ball and a strike. Aberdeen 3 runs in on 3 hits here in this 8th inning. A sack fly, a ground rule double, and a single, producing the 3 runs. That has been a common trend in this series. Close game into the back third of the contest, and that's when Aberdeen breaks the game open. 1-1, and a swing and a miss. Fooled him on the changeup down. And the count of ball and 2 strikes. Matt Horvath, who homered last inning, waiting on deck. The 1-2 from Simon, runner goes. Pitch high, throw down to second by Suero. The tag, not in time. Third stolen base today for Enrique Bradfield Jr. He's got 37 now this year. And the Ironbirds, another man in scoring position with 2 out, and Bradfield is hurt. At least I think he is. We mentioned earlier that he was dealing with a wrist issue. That's why he had not played at all this week. And that seems to be what is bothering him right now after that slide into second base. And now the trainer, Torrey Atencio, going to come out to take a look at him. The way Bradfield's walking, it certainly feels like he's going to come out of this game. Manager Felipe Rojas Jr. alongside the two of them. Either that or maybe got a piece of rubber from the turf up into his eye. That might be more of the case right now. Looks like Atencio is looking towards his eye rather than his wrist, but Bradfield's going to come out of this ballgame, whether it's his wrist, his eye, or whatever. So Bradfield stealing second base up six with two out in the eighth. Now going to depart this ballgame with an apparent injury. Albeit doesn't look like he's in too much pain. Angel Tejada is out of the dugout. He will take over for him at second base. We'll see how Aberdeen changes up their defensive alignment. And they come back to the field in the top of the ninth inning. Bradfield had been in center. Tejada, not a natural outfielder. So we'll see how they shuffle the deck. As the count still 2-2 on Reed Trimble. Iron Birds, three runs in here in the eighth inning. And what was once a 2-1 lead for Brooklyn is now an 8-2 deficit. The 2-2 pitch, low, a full count. And fans, a reminder, we'll have the recap report after this game goes final. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town. Look ahead to the series finale tomorrow night. The payoff pitch, high, ball four. So Trimble works a walk. And the inning continues for the Iron Birds. I'll bring up Matt Horvath, the eighth man to bat in the inning. Horvath, 2-for-3, a double, a sack fly, a solo homer last inning. He's brought in two tonight, scored another. And Aberdeen now with runners at first and second and two down. First pitch from Simon. There's a fastball on the inside corner at 93. Snowballs and a strike. Brooklyn trying to get Simon through this eighth inning and save another pitcher for the series finale tomorrow. Felipe De La Cruz for Brooklyn. Luis De Leon, a couple of lefties going at it tomorrow. De Leon for Aberdeen. As Horvath takes inside, it's 1-1. We get 2:05 first pitch tomorrow. Our coverage starting 15 minutes prior at 1:50 Eastern time. And no off day on Monday. Brooklyn back at home Monday, the 1st of July, as Horvath breaks his bat. Pop up towards third. LaRusso coming in, makes the catch to end the inning. Side retired. But Aberdeen sends eight men to the plate. They score three more runs on three hits and take a six-run lead into the ninth. Iron Birds 8, Cyclones 2. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Well, Edgar Cortez has faced the minimum through his first four innings out of the bullpen tonight, and he'll try and pick up the final three outs to close out a victory for Aberdeen. They are comfortably in front 8-2 on this Saturday night, bottom of the 9 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Nick LaRusso, Alfredo Lara, Junior Tilley, and the three scheduled to bat in the inning. Nick LaRusso 0-for-3 tonight, ground out to short. And his last at-bat, as Cortez first pitch misses outside and low. And the count 1-0. Cortez just 41 pitches through his first four innings tonight. Been extremely economical. Here comes the 1-0. And LaRusso fouls it back. Chase the fastball up in the count 1-1. Brooklyn at two runs, five hits. I don't know where they picked up a second error. Maybe the Morabito throw in from center. Yeah, that's where they gave an error. As LaRusso laid on the fastball in at 93, it's 1-2. Brooklyn, four men left on base tonight. Aberdeen, eight runs, 12 hits, an error. They left seven. Anel Tejada stays in the game in left field. Douglas Hodo moves from left to center. As LaRusso puts one in the air to center field. Hodo drifting back a step or two to make the catch. And the leadoff man retired here in the ninth. Fans reminder after the final out. As we told you before, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game. Scores from out of town. And a look ahead to the series finale tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. All that right here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Base is empty. One out for Wilfredo Lara. He's got two of Brooklyn's five hits tonight. Check swing did not go on the slider outside. Did not go on appeal either. One and oh now on the Brooklyn right fielder. Lara also with a outfield assist tonight. Scored a run, stolen a base, the 1-0. And Lara, a high fly ball, deep left field. And this one is way gone. Onto the roof of the Cyclones visiting clubhouse. Alfredo Lara, a majestic solo homer. Full wave to the Brooklyn bullpen out in left. Lara's third home run of the year. And Brooklyn chipping away at the deficit. It's now 9-3, Ironbirds. Rather, 8-3 in favor of the Ironbirds. For Lara, 99.9 miles an hour off the bat, 381 feet. And Lara, a three-hit game, third homer, 21st RBI. And that will ruin the perfect ledger tonight for Edgar Cortez. As Junior Tillian swings and misses in the count 0-1. Junior, a couple of strikeouts and a fly ball to center the 0-1. At the knees in the count 0-2. Cortez hasn't allowed a ton of home runs this year. That's just the second he has allowed, and both of them have been against Brooklyn. Here comes the 0-2. Tilling a fly ball behind the plate. Red Spock loses the mask, but this one into the seats. And it remains no balls and two strikes on Junior Tilling. Cortez up at 50 pitches tonight in relief. Still holding on to a five-run lead, the 0-2. Ooh, up and in. Right by the letters of Tillian. And the count 1-2. White pants rolled up just below the knees for Cortez. The 1-2 coming. On the outside corner, strike three called. And Tillian, a look back at the home plate umpire, Dylan Halsey, didn't agree with the call. But the Cyclones down to their final out on this Saturday night. Two away for Mateo Gill. Has an RBI triple tonight. Has also reached on an error, struck out looking. One for three officially. Portes rocks and delivers. And Gill, a high pop-up should do it. Back behind second is Benavidez on the center field turf. Makes the catch. And the ball game is over. The Aberdeen Ironbirds clinch the series. They've taken four of the first five from Brooklyn. Cyclones have dropped their third consecutive series. And they will try and salvage the final game of this six-game set tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Your final score tonight, the Aberdeen Ironbirds 8 and the Brooklyn Cyclones 3. We'll step aside when we come back. Recap report is next. All that coming up on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Well, Brooklyn suffers their third straight series defeat and their second straight here to start the second half as the Cyclones fall to the Ironbirds tonight by a final of 8-3. With the loss, Brooklyn now 2-6 in the half, 35-39 overall. Aberdeen with the win now 6-2 in the second half and 40-34. On the season. Welcome into the recap report. Justin Rock with you here on the Cyclones Radio Network. A frustrating night for Brooklyn. Was a nail biter until the latter innings when Aberdeen was able to put the game out of reach, particularly with their explosion offensively in the bottom half of the eighth inning. But taking you through the game that was here today, it was Douglas Orellana to start against Zach Fruit. And Douglas making his second start off the IL, was already working with a pitch count, was expected to go 1-2 innings, right around 25 pitches today. And after the leadoff batter of the ballgame, Nick Morabito struck out against Fruit. It was Jesus Baez at the plate, and he made an impact just like he has throughout the first four games he's played here with Brooklyn. The 2-1. And Baez, a high fly ball to left. Back at the track goes Hodo. And there is Jesus Baez's first high A home run. A little salute for his first base coach tonight, Reagan Sonye. His 11th home run of the year. A little wave with both hands out towards his Brooklyn bullpen. And the Cyclones have a 1-0 lead. The 2-1. Yeah, Jesus Baez starting Brooklyn off fast. That home run to left gave the Cyclones a 1-0 lead, but it did not last very long. Enrique Bradfield Jr. led off the home first with a walk against Orellana, stole second base, and then while in motion on the second pitch to Reed Trimble, Trimble hit a sharp ground ball to second. Tillian threw out the runner at first, but Bradfield never stopped running, curled around third base as Tillian threw to first. Mateo Gill made a good throw to the plate, but Bradfield got under the tag of Chris Suero, and the Ironbirds tied the game at one. But they could not take the lead. Horvath followed that base or that ground out with a double. And then Creed Willems singled to right, but Wilfredo Lara threw Horvath out at the plate. Then in the top of the second inning, Wilfredo Lara led off the inning with a base hit. Junior Tillian flied out, and that brought up Mateo Gill with an opportunity to give Brooklyn the lead back. First pitch to Mateo. This one laced to right, coming on and diving, unable to make the catch as Trimble, and it kicks behind him, rolls all the way to the wall. The runner at first, Lara, was heading back to the bag. They're going to still wave him around to the plate. Here comes the relay throw. It's up the third base line and not in time. So even with Lara heading back to first base to make sure whether or not Trimble caught that ball in right, still able to race around to score on Mateo Gill's triple. And Brooklyn takes a 2-1 lead in the second inning. So great job by Lara, able to score from first base on that ball off the bat of Mateo Gill. And that gave Brooklyn a 2-1 lead. But that would be the last lead Brooklyn would hold in this ballgame, as we will lower the crowd mic as they're about ready to set off some fireworks here. But in the bottom of the second inning, Aberdeen able to tie the score again. Carter Young, a bunt single. Took second on an errant pickoff throw, went to third on a passed ball, and then scored on an Adam Retzbach RBI single to left. So it was a two-all game after two innings. Remained that way all the way into the bottom of the fourth inning. With one out, Carter Young singled to left, but was thrown out trying to go first to third on an Adam Retzbach single. Retzbach took second on the throw to third, but then Maxwell Costas singled to left, and the Ironbirds took a 3-2 lead as Retzbach scored all the way from second base. In the fifth, added on again, Enrique Bradfield Jr. creating more offense, singled, stole second, moved to third on a Reed Trimble fly out to center, then scored on Mac Horvath, sack fly to center, and the Ironbirds had a 4-2 lead. In the seventh, with the bases empty and two out, Mac Horvath hit a home run to left, made it 5-2, and then in the eighth inning, Ironbirds able to really put the game out of reach. Douglas Hodo was hit with an 0-2 pitch, took second on a balk on the third pickoff throw to first base. It was close play. Simon nearly had him, but safe was the call. So Hodo was given second. Went first to third on a Carter Young base hit. Took second, did Young on an errant throw in from center. And Adam Retzbach, a sack fly, made it 6-2. A Maxwell Costas ground rule double made it 7-2. And after a Benavidez ground out, Enrique Bradfield Jr., an RBI single, made it an 8-2 ball game. Brooklyn did get a run with one out in the ninth on a Wilfredo Lara home run, his third of the year, made it 8-3. But the Ironbirds win it tonight by a final of 8-3. Winning pitcher Edgar Portes, he improves to 4-1, goes five innings, a run on three hits, no walks, struck out five. The loss to Joelmy Ramirez, he drops to 2-3 with Brooklyn this year. Three runs on five hits and four innings, a walk, and no strikeouts. Final line scores tonight. Brooklyn, 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. They left 4. Aberdeen, 8 runs, 12 hits, an error. They left 7. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 23 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,541 here at Leidos Field. Taking a look at the Out-of-town scores before we sign off tonight. Looking around the South Atlantic League, Winston-Salem and Rome tied at four in the bottom of the ninth in North Carolina. Bottom of the eighth in Greenville. Drive and Hickory are tied at four as well. Top of the eighth, Greensboro again laying the hurt on Jersey Shore. They scored 10 runs in the top of the eighth inning and lead the Blue Claws 14-1. Top of the eighth in Hudson Valley, the Renegades a 3-2 lead on Wilmington. And at top of the eighth in Bowling Green, it's Asheville 4 and Bowling Green 2. Mets affiliate scoreboard today. Mets falling at home to the Astros. Houston erasing a 6-1 deficit to beat the Mets 9-6. Triple-A Syracuse, bottom of the 10th inning right now in Buffalo. They lead the Blue Jays affiliate 8-4. Carlos Cortez hitting his second home run of the game in the 10th inning, a 3-run shot to help put Syracuse in front. Double-A Binghamton rained out against Portland. They'll try and make it up against the Red Sox affiliate on August the 13th. Single-A St. Lucie falling on the road to Palm Beach. Cardinals affiliate 5-1. Florida Complex League, Mets losing on the road to the Astros in 7 innings, 3-1. Dominican Summer League, Mets Orange win in 7 innings at home against the Twins, 4-3. And the Mets Blue lose on the road to the Rockies team, DSL Colorado, 6-4 in 9. Looking at the Major League Baseball scoreboard before we sign off today, White Sox beat the Rockies 11-3 on the south side of Chicago. Reds over the Cardinals 9-4. Blue Jays triple up the Yankees 9-3. Marlins beat the Phillies in Philadelphia 3-2. Guardians a 7-2 winner in Kansas City against the Royals. Diamondbacks shut out the A's 3-0. Padres all over the Red Sox 11-1. Nationals beat the Rays 8-1. It was the Braves walking off the Pirates 2-1 in 10 innings in Atlanta. Braves winning it on an Adam Duvall RBI single in the 10th. Cubs beat the Brewers 5-3 in Milwaukee. Bottom of the 7th in San Francisco. Giants and Dodgers tied at 6. Top of the 8th, it's the Orioles 6 and the Rangers 5 out at Camden Yards. Just about to get underway. 10:07, Angels and Tigers. Griffin Canning against Reese Olson. And also at 10:10, the Twins in Seattle to take on the Mariners. Pablo Lopez against Bryce Miller. Our series will come to its conclusion tomorrow afternoon. 2:05 scheduled for his pitch. It'll be the left-hander Felipe De La Cruz to try and help Brooklyn salvage the final game. 3-5 record, a 381 ERA. He'll go against the top pitching prospect on this Aberdeen roster, according to MLB Pipeline. That's the lefty Luis De Leon, pitched in relief on Tuesday night. He's got an 0-1 record, a 421 ERA. Again, our coverage starting 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 1:50 Eastern time, leading up to the 2:05 scheduled first toss right here at Ripken Stadium tomorrow afternoon. That'll do it for us tonight as the Ironbirds win the series as they beat Brooklyn this evening by a final of 8-3. For our entire ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager Billy Harner, my partner Johnny Gadamowitz, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Harford County, Maryland. Again, your final tally tonight, the Aberdeen Ironbirds 8 and the Brooklyn Cyclones 3. We hope to have you with us again for the final game of this road trip tomorrow afternoon. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Saturday evening, everybody. So long from Maryland.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.